I bet the dad didn't know what this TikTok was for. I bet she was like, oh, dad, can I just do a TikTok with you real quick? Can you just stand there? And she exposes herself and embarrasses her father for the world to see. I could be wrong, but that's how I'm reading it. Don't embarrass your dads that were there for you and took care of you your whole life, ladies, please.
Like, some people have, our age, will have, like, 8 bodies. Like, oh, maybe 3 one-night stands, 2 long relationships, and then, like, 3 rebounds. Like, that's not bad. I don't know, in my
opinion. It's bad to me.
I mean, yeah, that's bad. When you think about it, ideally, everybody would have one partner. You meet your high school sweetheart, you're in a relationship, you know, a few years go by, you get married, you have kids, you live happily ever after. To me, that's the ideal story, in my opinion. And the way guys look at it, no matter what year we're in, but it's 2022, it don't matter what year it is, guys are always going to look at more than one as too many. Or, you know, if a guy's looking for a wife, he's looking for a woman with 0. So one is too many when he meets you, if you only had one. But these days, I get it. Some people will say that's not realistic. You're probably right. But once we start getting into more than 2 or 3, it's like, okay, what are you doing? Like, why did those first 3 relationships not work out? It couldn't have all been the guy's fault. And if it was all the guy's fault, why do you keep picking terrible men? It's just, once you start thinking about it on a deeper level, it's not good. So just because the average modern woman these days has a body count of, you know, 50, that doesn't mean 8 isn't a lot too. I'm just letting you know how guys look at it, ladies. I'm not trying to be a jerk face.
Think? It's, I don't bad know. To why, me. What do you think for girls? Ooh. Like, would you judge a girl?
This is exactly how I've been feeling for the past 10 years. The thing is, they ain't gonna leave you alone, though. When they see that you don't care and you don't need that outside validation, it's gonna put a target on your back, and they're gonna come at you more. They're gonna try to play you more, disrespect you more, try to get a rise out of you. Yeah, it's really annoying. I know, firsthand.
You're looking though.
I was a big slut, but I'm not anymore. There's always gonna be a part of me that's sloppy and dirty, but I like that. All the other parts of myself. Can you say the same about yourself, fucker?
Hey, get you a dude who's also sloppy, dirty, messy, and had a sketchy past. Maybe you guys could come together and build something wholesome. I doubt it, but hey, go for it. But fellas, if you don't have a sketchy past and you've been a good person your whole life for the most part, don't hitch your wagon to something like this. It's probably gonna turn out bad.
Can you forgive?
No.
Are you any good at that?
Satan, when he finds out I off myself over the same girl he purposely put in my life to ruin. Yeah, no, I'm never doing that. I don't care how bad it get. I'll leave you. Block you on everything, but offing myself? Nah, that ain't happening. Because she ain't offing herself over you. I can guarantee you that. Okay, there's a such thing as being too respectful, fellas. Go ahead and get your look on. That's just too nice. See, when women say he too nice, this is an example of that. And I think she's an adult star, if you know what I mean. So, trust me, plenty of guys done looked and did more than look. You can look, bro. Go ahead and get your peek on. Whoa, okay, mom been telling your pops I chose you over Biggie, don't make me regret it. No, well, I mean, Biggie got smoked, so that wouldn't have worked out anyway. R.I.P. Big, but, man, if some chick told me that, yeah, that'd be just a deal break, it'd be over. But no, here's the thing, even if Biggie didn't get smoked, you were just a pop and drop, a pump and dump, a hit it and quit it. You were never going to be the one. It was never going to be you. But that's cute, though.
Does he really think women don't have hobbies?
You guys have hobbies. They're just not on the same level as men's hobbies. men try to revolutionize the world with their hobbies, like tech, crypto, podcasts, and you guys have like Instagram and lighting candles.
Okay, ladies, in the comments below, give us a list of your hobbies. Prove this guy wrong.